Lecturer and meteorologist Martin Babican joins me every month to discuss the weather. Hi, Martin. How are you?
Good morning, Shannon. Thank you very much. I'm all right.
That's great. Well, I guess the question on everyone's lips, the farmers in particular, when's it going to rain?
Well, this is so important. This question is very important. I was doing analysis before do my forecast, looking at exactly how the weather was in part of New South Wales, especially. Look, I'm focusing on New South Wales weather at this stage. A very serious or severe rainfall deficiency in 7 months was in the area of eastern New South Wales, particularly central eastern New South Wales. That's the area which had very, very little rain. And I was looking at soil moisture, it was dry and everything else. The lower layer soil moisture was below average for December, and most of the Queensland and northern, northeastern top end, which is Darwin, which is they're getting good rain now, and northeastern New South Wales, and then much of Tasmania. All these places, the soil moisture was so dry. It seems that we were like a dry continent, but conditions are changing. But another question I would like to add to it is this one. I have monitored this global ocean temperatures. It's the warmest temperature in our history. I've never seen ocean temperatures reaching to this height in an all global area. So it means there's some very massive weather patterns will take place in future. Looking at how we're going to monitor our weather, I'm going to sit down, look at that seriously. Monsoon finally become established over northern Australia. Now I heard the news, Darwin had received nearly half a meter, three-quarter meter of rain, massive rain. It was so good for Darwin area. So that monsoon is going to be interactive with our weather patterns, and we're going to get some rain because of that. The reason behind that is because there's a La Nina pattern continue in the tropics now. This event is likely to be near peak very soon, with the most models suggesting La Nina will end sometimes in autumn. So from now till autumn, this La Nina is going to be very active and is going to be interactive with monsoonal patterns in northern Australia. The weather pattern is going to bring some rain to New South Wales, and that's good news for us. Thank you very much.
Martin, thank you so much once again for this excellent weather analysis. And if you'd like more info, go to bucketsradio.com.au. And to ask Martin a question, you can email support@bucketsradio.com.au.